Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. So I was talking to somebody at open mic yesterday, last night, and I told them of a story of the first time that I physically saw the spirits. I am sure that I put this on my podcast already, but I don't have time to go back and listen to all of them, so I'm going to repeat myself and say it again. It may not have been on it, I don't know, but it's going to go ahead and I'm going to say it. One night, I left Tent City, and I went on a walk. And I went to a bar. And when I went in, it was full of people. Or at least I thought they were people because that's what I saw. And over in one section of the bar, there were some younger sounding voices. And there were people egging them on. And, like, I think they were being sexually explicit to him. I can't recall exactly. I'm choosing not to remember. But eventually, everybody decided to clear out. And a few people went out the front door, and a few people went out the back door. And there was a Native man who stopped, and he taught me how to shake hands, and he shook my hand, and he said, when Native shake like that, I can't say it verbatim, I can't quote him, but the summary of what he said was, we shake hands like this, Native people shake hands like this. And he shook my hand, and he either said, when I shake hands like this, or the general gist of what I was supposed to get is, when I shake hands like that, I'm to stick out my index finger and shake their hand. And I'm supposed to say something when Jojo, no. When I shake their hands, I'm supposed to say a Native sentence or a Native phrase. I don't recall what it is, and I need to remember what it is. And it's supposed to say, that's everything you need to say. That's everything you... He said, that's all you need to say, and they will know who you are. Something like that. And then he left. And the barkeep, she asked me, where did everybody go? And I said, well, some of them went out this way, the front door. Some of them went out that way, the back door. And she said, we don't have a back door. And I'm not sure where they went, but they just dissipated. They just left. They disappeared. I don't know. They left. And there was two people left in the bar. There was the barkeep, the female, and a man who was on, he was a patron of the bar. He was a customer. And they wanted to talk. I'm having a hard time remembering exactly what it was. But the guy who was looking at me, his eyes turned like, they turned like Sophie's did after Noah got her. like hunter's eyes, like just small black beads. Not their own. And the lady wanted my phone number. I have to say, they gave me a house. I went in and I was trying to order a drink, but I couldn't get my phone to get my funds to transfer properly. So they gave me a drink on the house. And they gave me a drink on the house and they offered me a job. And they either wanted my number or they wanted to give me her number. I don't remember if I gave them my number or if they gave me her number. But I do remember as I left, the male said, "What did we do wrong? We almost had him." And that was a very interesting night. And as I'm doing this, I was holding my hands in certain ways. But what I noticed is I was also holding my hand in the way who people say they are channeling do. And I'm speaking with the voice, not with the voice, but I'm speaking like I sound like the person who on TikTok is channeling Bashar. And when I told JoJo no, she moved an amethyst that I placed, and I didn't want her to move it, so I just put it back. And I was so frustrated today because people kept touching me and like poking me, and it upset me so much. And then I'm in an argument right now with the doorkeep at the Red Path Club Apartments. Because she's being a fucking cunt. I'm not sure what their official title is. Oh, they're security. They just sit there. At least she does. They sit there on their ass and watch the cameras and yell at people, apparently. But she's being so rude. What really upset me is she said, "Micah, you just need to go upstairs and take your meds." And I do not. I haven't been taking my meds and I've been doing splendid. I've actually been doing very good and I've been doing very well as well. My medications aren't needed. So I'm not going to take them. And that's that. I recall at that statement that there are two options. And I don't remember exactly what they are. I think it was either meds or jail. So I will choose to say the prison in my mind. Because that's the worst prison I can be in. I made an interesting comment, and it's actually something that the songs I've been listening to have been relaying as well. That well, it's, I've always felt like life, my life, is a consequence. And I felt like the times that I tried to die, or that I've killed myself, that I'm brought back, or I continue to live, or it doesn't succeed, because it's my hell, and because it's my punishment. To live is my punishment. And Bashar would probably say it's because I'm constantly jumping minds, and if I die, I just go to a different realm, and I'm on the same exact fucking story every time. It's like, it's just perpetual. You see, things... I don't know why I keep bringing up Bashar. I don't even know whom he is. I just know that this guy on TikTok that I saw a couple times, his voice now comes through me many times, and I don't know why or how. I remember that everybody said not to watch videos of myself or I ruin them. Well, tonight I just watched two, and in the first one, I heard myself or whoever was in the video that was myself speaking, but and then I heard in the next video of myself him speak again, and it's interesting. But I said that I was going to put this story on my podcast, the one of seeing the spirits for the first time. Or at least when I remembered the first time. And... so I did. I'm a day late because I said I was going to do it last night, but it is still last night because the sun has not come up. It's 4:57 a.m. on March 4th of 2025. Again, I have a website, and again, it's now 4:58 on Tuesday, March 4th, 2025, and I was going to say, I have a website, schizostudios.org, schizostudios.org. And you can email me at podcast@schizostudios.org. You can also iMessage the same number, being schizostudios, podcast@schizostudios.org. And you can email, go to the website and leave a review. Also, everybody said, no, somebody told me not to trust .org websites. I don't know why, but they said that. And I'm trying to advocate for myself now because this is a .org website. But it's actually being posted on a .org website, but this does not get uploaded, and the original copyright material is not a .org website. It's funny, they suggest not copyrighting the material, and they suggest all sorts of things, but I copyright my shit because it's mine. I'm not very good at sharing, everybody says, so they get surprised when I do share. Anyways, thanks for listening. And be sure you download, be sure you follow, subscribe, like, whatever it may be. Not whatever it may be. What I need to say from henceforth is be sure to like, subscribe, what it may be. On the streaming platform that you're listening to. Because if you do, and I get enough downloads, per month, then I say like, subscribe, follow, all of that, because then your phone or your device usually automatically downloads the episode for you to listen to. If I get enough downloads, then I can start doing live episodes. And I would love to do live episodes so that I didn't have to wait. It takes 8 minutes or so for it to get uploaded to Spotify and Apple Music or Apple Podcasts and all the other streaming platforms that it goes to. But if you go directly to, and if you go to the website, schizostudios.org, updates as well, but I'm trying to think. There's a website on the one that I host it from. And I'm trying to remember. I don't want to give away the website that I do it on. I might as well. It's rss.com. What? It's funny, I'm trying to log into it. And it says, Benvenuto, which is a greetings. But I'm not sure what language. It's similar to Spanish. And I know that because Bienvenido is, Bienvenido is welcome in Spanish. Welcome to my house. It's funny, when I go RSS.com, it's in English. And then I hit sign in, and it's not in English. What the fuck? It's not supposed to do that. Just a moment. It's being weird. My phone is being weird. My iPad's being weird. My Apple Watch is being weird. They're all being weird. And I just accepted it. Accepty. Anyways, the public website is rss.com/podcasts/schizostudios. Anyways, this has been Anonymous Schizophrenic, aka, I'm not going to give you my name. If you search hard enough, you shall find it. If you know, you know. And with that, I was gonna be a smartass and say goodbye for now. I was also gonna be a smartass and say over and out.